it is an exciting opportunity to be able to go from a county level to be able to make impact in the lives of all West Virginians across the state.
Dr. Rahul Gupta has worn many hats in his career. He's first and foremost a doctor, specializing in internal medicine. But he's been a professor, having taught at medical schools in both Tennessee and Alabama, and a public health advocate, leading two county health departments in West Virginia. In January, Gupta was given a new hat to wear. He was appointed by the governor to lead the state's Bureau for Public Health, overseeing 130 statewide programs and some 700 employees.
To me, to be able to have an opportunity to improve the health and well-being of all West Virginians was critical.
But all of that responsibility doesn't seem to faze him. 3 months into his stint as the state's chief health officer, he appears comfortable, motivated, ready to make some changes. We spoke in his office in downtown Charleston.
But the DHHR does have a reputation for being bureaucratic. So how do you come into this office and create that culture of, let's focus on the people, let's focus on the outcome?
Well, simplistically, one employee at a time.
Gupta has started to incite that change in very basic ways, talking to his employees about their experiences in the field, asking them what strengths they see in the system, and perhaps more importantly, what weaknesses. How can they fix them? He wants to ensure that every public health employee in the state has the right mindset as they interact with West Virginians each and every day.
When we have a large system, and the responsibilities are obviously great. There's always a chance where we get bogged down into the everyday issues. We don't get an opportunity to look at the broader picture. That at the end of the day, what matters is fewer West Virginians are dying because of chronic diseases. More West Virginians are getting the service and the help that they need. Those type of things. And we've got to make sure that we are, and all of the people that work within the agency are grounded to that fact.
It is the culture that Gupta truly wants to change, the culture not just within the Bureau, but also within the state. He says he wants his office to be focused on improving the outcomes for all West Virginians so that the state is no longer at the bottom of every national list. But he knows that cultural shift will take time.
Those changes did not happen overnight. Those changes cannot be fixed overnight. What we can do, what I can help facilitate, is those programs and policies and proper changes to those that will put us in a way that we can leverage future opportunities. And hopefully with that, will put us on a path to progress where we will start to make those impacts in the future.
For now, Gupta is satisfied with taking on more short-term initiatives to get started down that path. He's begun the work necessary to centralize immunization exemptions at the state level, according to a bill passed during the legislative session. He continues to work with federal partners on monitoring programs as a result of the 2014 chemical spill. He's even brainstorming ways to more effectively share his public health message through social media. He's taken on a huge task in one of the unhealthiest states in the country and hoping to make a difference, one West Virginian at a time. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.